It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The best and busiest 60 minutes of your day, the Wednesday Homer Hour at American Place Casino, which together now everybody knows is 30 minutes, only 30 minutes from Franklin, only 30 minutes from Franklin, or 38 minutes from the furthest spot away in Franklin. American Place Casino, yes, located in Lake County, Illinois, but again, just a half hour south of Franklin. Doing the show from there, and they have like a million promotions. The number one they wanted me to mention, the Mustang Dark Horse Premium giveaway. Win a 2025 Ford Mustang Dark Horse Premium. Free bonus entries daily. You just got to go to AmericanPlace.com because they have like a million promotions. I don't have enough time. I couldn't do my show if I spent all my time with all the promotions at American Place Casino. So you go to AmericanPlace.com. They're actually hiring table games dealers. That as well. So not only all the promotions, and it's so close, and you can get a job here. All right, I've never been different from the media as much in my life as I am today and was yesterday. The new president of the Green Bay Packers said, winning football games, number one, keep the Packers in Green Bay, number two, and to strengthen the community, number three. The future president said winning games is more important than keeping the Packers in Green Bay. That has to be the lead story in every form of the media, every position in the state. He just said winning games is more important than keeping the Packers in Green Bay. That's the stupidest thing anybody's ever said. There's not one person in Wisconsin who believes that winning games is more important than keeping the Packers in Green Bay. This is a quote. And I thought, maybe it's me. I know it's not. So I go to the paper, the Journal Sentinel. Winning championships, or more specifically Super Bowls, is policy's number one priority, followed by making sure the Packers remain in Green Bay. They don't even disagree that that's what he said. He said that. Winning games is more important than keeping the team in Green Bay. First of all, why did he say it? Two, he clearly can't believe that. If he believes that, he should be fired today. I said, executive committee needs a meeting. You have the president of the Green Bay Packers who says winning championships is his number one priority, followed by making sure they remain in Green Bay. He said it. They reported it. No one cares. Why does no one care? Because they clearly don't think the Packers are leaving Green Bay. That doesn't change. Why did he say it? No one asked him. He said winning championships is his number one priority. It's so bizarre, no one believes it's true. So how do you not have a story? The new president of the Green Bay Packers just said winning championships is more important than making sure the Packers remain in Green Bay. That's not my version of it. Those are the words he said. Excuse me, Ed, can you explain that? Given that no one in this state believes it, and it's not even a story except for me. I should spend, if I wasn't at American Place Casino, the entire hour just repeating that. Those are his quotes, and again, I'll refer to the Milwaukee paper. Winning championships, or more specifically Super Bowls, is policy's number one priority, followed by making sure the Packers remain in Green Bay. That's what he said. There is not one person in the state of Wisconsin who would agree with that. What is your number one priority? I would assume that the Packers remain in Green Bay. If it wasn't an issue, he wouldn't have brought it up. He would have said, as Homer would have, I'm going to be the president. Nothing's changed. Winning championships is the most important role of the Green Bay Packers. As far as staying in Green Bay, why would I even bring it up? There may be issues that the NFL is changing, whatever it is. But that doesn't mean it's less important than winning championships. unless it's really not an issue. And if it's really not an issue, let me give you a key if you're president. Don't bring it up. I guarantee you, he is the only president in the history of the Packers who said it in the past or in the future. We'll have Tim Van Born. There is no other story regarding the Green Bay Packers. Not even close. The only story is the man who will become president in 1 month said that winning football games is more important than making sure the Packers remain in Green Bay. I didn't say that. He said it. You don't believe it? Why did he say it? I don't know. When the president of the Green Bay Packers says winning championships is more important than the Packers remaining in Green Bay, there's no other story until he explains those words. Why did you say it? Clearly, I don't want to put words in your mouth, you can't believe that winning is more important than the team in Green Bay. If the team's not in Green Bay, who would give a damn if they're winning games or not? That's what he said. I assume he'll come out and explain it at some point. But as it stands right now, the man who takes over in a month, in his first interview with the media, decided to say that winning championships is his number one priority, followed by making sure the Packers remain in Green Bay. I believe the first person in the history of the state of Wisconsin ever to say that, president or not. Bob Harlan had a point where they say that needed to raise new money, but I don't remember if he ever said, even during that process. And if they're in that position where raising money is that important, everybody should know about it. So I know I'm the only one. I don't get it. We'll have Tim Van Born in a little bit. Right now we'll do Rain Man because we do that on Wednesday. And Pebble, we have how many? I'm again at American Place Casino.
We have four tied with seven currently, Homer, and this is our penultimate edition of Rain Man for this period because the contest ends next.
Penultimate?
Yeah, the second to last.
That's like a pentathlon. That's it. You have five events instead of ten.
Correct,
right?
Yeah, but penultimate, second to last edition of this Rain Man for this cycle. Next week will be the final one, so you're going to have two more chances to try and break seven.
76. Caller number five. Do we have a fifth caller yet? Probably not.
We have not, no.
I just mentioned it. No. 1-800-990-3776. Caller number five. You get a chance at Rain Man. And, of course, again, at American Place Casino, where of all the promotions they have, the best one, the Mustang Dark Horse Premium Giveaway. You can win a brand new 2025 Ford Mustang Dark Horse Premium. You go to AmericanPlace.com to learn about all that promotion. Play $500 on a roll. Sip and Spin. North Shore Steaks and Seafood. Juneteenth Special. Again, you just go to AmericanPlace.com and know, because I say it when I'm here or not anyone I'm anywhere. American Place Casino, just a half hour south of Franklin. Nothing is important as the president of the Green Bay Packers saying that winning games is more important than keeping the Packers in Green Bay. No one else has it as a story. Tim Van Born will maybe explain it. 1-800-990-3776. Caller number five, because we have Rain Man, two contests left. The winner will win Cousin Subs for a year worth about $300, and whoever is our contestant today, and Pebble just sent me something, so I believe we have one. They automatically win a $25 gift card from Cousin Subs. And it doesn't even matter if you stink. We had somebody who got no questions right, and they still won the $25. So Cousin Subs, a great partner of our Rain Man competition, along with Saganiac Planning. I finally got that figured out right, because I used to say a name synonymous with employee benefits and top-notch service accurate, but doing it well for over 50 years. That's how the complicated issues with employee benefits can be so easy for them to take care of because they've been doing it well for over 50 years. Saganiac Planning, now, appropriately, a name synonymous with employee benefits, top-notch service, and doing it well for over 50 years. Phone number, all you got to remember is 783. Saganiac Planning, 262-783. Roger Maris, 6161.
That number again, 262-783-6161.
Since I'm at American Place Casino, 30 minutes south of Franklin, who's our contestant, Bill?
It is Moose in Waterloo, Homer.
Moose in Waterloo. Is this the first moose we've ever had?
I believe so, yes.
I believe so. All right, Moose, you're on 94.5 ESPN. Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Living the dream. I'm a little shocked that nobody else thinks the biggest story by far is that the president of the Green Bay Packers has said that winning games is more important than keeping the Packers in Green Bay. I believe he's the only one that's ever said that. You ever heard anybody say that before?
I have not. I think it's a little bit wild in this state.
No. Why? Because there's clearly an explanation for it. Because he can't be that stupid, right?
I mean,
let's just say, right? No, you don't hope so. You know. He went to Notre Dame. He went to law school at Stanford. There's not a person alive who is so stupid to believe that the Packers winning games is more important than keeping them in Green Bay. Because, Moose, if they're not in Green Bay, who would actually care what their record was? Unless you believe they're going to go to another city in Wisconsin. So he clearly doesn't mean it. Then why did he say it? Well, there may be political things they're working with. But anyway, until it's explained, people should know the current president of the Green Bay Packers said, quote, winning games, number one, keeping the Packers in Green Bay, number two. And if you thought I didn't read it properly in terms of what was meant by it, I looked to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and they said exactly in those words. But more importantly, Moose, you have a chance for Cousin Subs for a year. The first question is the Saganiac Planning trivia question. The Saganiac Planning Marquette trivia question, because Saganiac Planning's been just a great supporter of Marquette. So the first question will be about Marquette athletics. You got that figured out? What is your resume and past success with Rain Man? Have you ever competed before?
I have not.
Have you tried? Do you think you're pretty good, or do you think you're going to stink?
I think I'm going to do okay. I feel like I do okay on some days, and then other days, not so much.
Yeah. All right. There we go. The first question, the Saganiac Planning Marquette trivia question. You ready to roll?
Ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. He was the 2023 Big East Men's Basketball Player of the Year.
Oh, my God. Not pass.
Pass. What Green Bay president said, number one, winning football games, number two, keeping the Packers in Green Bay?
Oh, my God, what the heck is his name?
You're in trouble. Better pass.
I know, I'm in trouble. I just got off of work and I got a lot on my mind. I didn't even think I was going to get it. Pass.
How old is Jair Alexander?
He is 30.
Incorrect. How many Pro Bowls for Alexander?
4?
Incorrect. What friend of show coached Alexander at Louisville?
No idea.
How many walks for Jackson Cheerio this season?
He is at 14.
Incorrect. He leads the Brewers with 43 walks.
Sal?
Incorrect. He leads the Brewers with 14 home runs.
Oh, my God. Pass.
He leads Oklahoma City in the finals, 94.7 free throw percentage.
No idea. Pass.
NBA playoffs one season, the all-time leader at 43 points per game. Who did it? Better get this one.
NBA, 43 points per game.
All-time.
Can you say that? All-time.
Yes.
Jordan?
Correct! In 1970 NBA playoff season, he averaged over 40 points per game. You have no chance.
Thanks for the confidence.
All right, pass. In Game 6, in the win over Phoenix to win the NBA title, what was Giannis from the free throw line?
His percentage?
No, the numbers.
Like
numbers.
Oh.
Numbers.
Numbers. No clue.
17 of 19. I just helped you out. In Game 6, win over Phoenix to win the NBA title. For the Bucks, he was 4 of 19 from the field. Name him.
In what year?
When they won the NBA title. We'll move on to the next one. 2015 NCAA final. What was the score, Duke against Wisconsin? What was the score of that NCAA championship game?
Oh, 92-87.
Incorrect. Luke Fickell, the last two seasons at Wisconsin. Is he 12-13 or 13-12?
He's 12-13.
That is correct, and Moose gets a second. Moose, you should also know you're not the worst ever contestant because somebody got an offer. But next week we'll decide.
You know, actually, that made me feel really good that you said that beforehand too.
Yeah, I know. All right, watch Pebble. I believe he might get everyone correct or 13. And Pebble, we will now go down to next week, the final week. With a four-way tie, right?
Correct, yes.
So if somebody does more than seven, they will win. If not, we'll have a four-way tie and we'll randomly select. You ready to go, Moose? Listen closely. Pebble will teach you. He was the 2023 Big East Men's Basketball Player of the Year.
Tyler Kolek?
Correct. What Green Bay president said? Win football games is number one. Keep the Packers in Green Bay is number two.
Your new president and CEO, Ed Policy.
How old is Jair Alexander?
28.
Correct. How many Pro Bowls for Alexander?
Two.
Correct. What friend of show coached Alexander at Louisville?
T-Buck, Terrell Buckley.
Yep. How many walks for Jackson Cheerio this season?
Oh, I just heard that.
10?
10, yes. He leads the Brewers with 43 walks.
William Contreras?
Correct. He leads the Brewers with 14 home runs.
Christian Yelich?
Correct. He leads Oklahoma City in the finals, 94.7 free throw percentage.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander?
Nope. Holmgren is better at 94. And NBA playoffs one season, yes, Moose got it. Michael Jordan, all-time leader. In the 1970 NBA playoff season, he averaged over 40 points per game.
Jerry West?
Nope, Rick Barry. You didn't even know him. What was Giannis in Game 6 from the free throw line when they won the NBA title?
12 of 16?
17 of 19.
17 of 19.
And no one knows this, but what player for the Bucks sucked in that game? He was 4 of 19 from the field.
Was it Middleton?
Drew Holiday.
That's what I was going to guess.
And what was Duke over Wisconsin? What was the score?
Yeah, I can't remember the score for that one.
68-63. Moose, congratulations. You got $25 coming from Cousin Subs. We talk more, but I want Tim Van Vorn to tell me if I'm right and the rest of the media statewide wrong for not having the lead story that the president of the Green Bay Packers said winning games is more important than keeping the Packers in Green Bay. That is next.
The three most important letters in sports. Even better than those.
TVV.
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 It's Fox 6 sports director Tim Van Vorn on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
More in Fox 6 Sports. He'll add credibility to the Homer Hour. Quoting the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, if you don't believe I know what I'm talking about, winning championships, or more specifically Super Bowls, is Policy's number one priority, followed by making sure the Packers remain in Green Bay. I believe it should be the lead story in every media outlet in news in the state. Nobody has done it, so they don't agree with me. TVV, explain this, please.
What do you think ought to be number one, Homer? Keep the Packers in Green Bay?
I believe that that's been the case ever since the Packers were in Green Bay.
Yeah, I can't see Green Bay without the Packers. I can't see the Packers without Green Bay.
So why is it a story to no one when the president said this?
Yeah, I agree. It raised eyebrows to me. I don't know that Ed Policy thought it would, that he was raising those eyebrows. I don't know that it was a throwaway line. Can you grasp the idea? I can't grasp the idea. I know the landscape changes in sports. It's just impossible to me.
He said it, and I'm sure there's an explanation for it, but there's no explanation that makes winning more important than making sure the Packers remaining in Green Bay. Like, it's that one of those times where I wish I was there. I'd go, wow, wait a minute. You can't believe that. Right? I mean, I'm going to state pretty clearly, he doesn't believe that, right? He's not that stupid. So that's right? I mean, TVV, you want to join my club there? He can't be that stupid.
I think Ed Policy is actually brilliant, to be honest with
you. Yes, he is.
Very
smart.
I'm not talking about this specific quote.
No,
I'm saying in general. So he's nowhere close to being on the other end of that spectrum. He's an incredibly intelligent man.
Yes.
So,
why did he say it?
Well, maybe there's something, in the changing landscape of all these media rights deals and everything else where we're missing something. This is throwing back, and I'm not sure that it's relevant, but Bob Harlan had players out canvassing neighborhoods to try to win the, improvements at Lambeau Field vote. I never thought it would ever possibly come to that. Maybe my head's in the sand on this type deal. I think it's just, uniform support for the Packers. It wasn't true when they were going through that renovation. So maybe there's something out there. Ed Policy knows the big picture probably as well as anyone who's worked with the Packers in a long, long time. Maybe it was just a throw out. Maybe it's, a line that we should all be picking up on that you are astute enough to pick out, Homer.
Clearly not. Nobody agrees with me. Did you guys lead with it at your station? No.
No, we
did anybody
not.
Else lead with it? No. Why not?
No. Right.
Why not?
We're not on the Homer scale.
They don't believe he's that stupid. That's what it comes down to.
Well, I mean.
But that's what he said. He said it. Right? You can't say, Homer, right? That's what they would normally say. Homer, you're making this up. You're spinning it a certain way. Am I spinning anything, TVV?
Well, I was not there for that interview. It seems as though that was part of the interview.
Again, I will quote the Journal Sentinel. They have more credibility than I do, right? You could say yes. Winning championships, or more specifically Super Bowls, is Policy's number one priority, followed by making sure the Packers remain in Green Bay and that they work to strengthen the community. Well?
Well, maybe he's talking about, the Bears not being in Chicago, the Bears being in Arlington Heights. Are they still in Chicago? Maybe there's something that we're talking about there. Remember, there was an issue within the last year about the city of Green Bay and the Lambeau Field folks and paying rent there. Maybe there's some storm clouds, out there somewhere, Homer. And he's not talking about they're moving to, Portland. Maybe he's talking about, moving to Michigan.
Well, technically,
I don't know.
Technically, they aren't even in Green Bay, right? They're in Esquibulon. Correct?
Well, that was annexed.
Right?
No, that's annexed.
Oh, it's annexed, so it's now Green Bay. All right.
Yeah, I assume there would be some follow-up question at some point for Ed on this again.
How? What do you mean,
suggest? Well, when he's in another interview session. I mean, he was doing a series of interviews about the transition here. Are you going to go to the stockholders? You could get credentials for the stockholders meeting, Homer, when he will
no
be
one thinks it's,
up there.
No, no one. If I have to do that, no one thinks it's important, right? I mean, it's clear. We have two things. One, he said it, and no one thinks it means anything. Right? I mean, they don't.
No one has given it the traction that you are giving.
Yes.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And why is that? I will defer to you. Why is that?
Because it's such a foreign idea. You can't even get your mind around it, but maybe it's a warning shot, but maybe it's a, don't take anything for granted type sentence.
And then I ask why? I mean, it may be that things are clearly changing. The Lakers are going to be sold. Sports teams are being bought by these multi-billionaires, right?
Right.
That's what's going on. And maybe now all of a sudden the Packers need more money. I don't know what it is, but...
Maybe it's just the warning shot. Again, I couldn't have conceived that it wouldn't have been a slam dunk on the referendum when they were looking for funds to renovate Lambeau Field, and it was a major challenge. Now we've heard within the last 18 months about an issue between the city and the stadium. Yeah, so maybe these are just kind of warning shots, like, hey, you know, pay attention to what's going out there on the sports landscape.
Do you believe
anything
you get
could
the,
happen?
You get the fine. Is there anything else about the Packers you want to mention of any significance?
I figured we'd be talking Packers. I didn't figure we'd be talking this about the Packers.
I don't think there's anything. This on a scale of 1 to 100, this is 95. Everything else is 3. clearly, Jair, the Packers didn't want him. The money he got from Baltimore is so small. Everybody in the state, everybody would have been willing to pay that amount for Jair, right? That's nothing.
Without the incentives, he's making the same as Eric Stokes next year. Am I correct?
Whatever you say.
I believe so.
That's peanuts.
Right.
Right?
That's my point. That he's valued the same way as Eric Stokes in for the upcoming season, unless he reaches $2 million worth of incentives.
Right. And if he plays, how many games is he more valuable than Eric Stokes? 2? 4? How many games would Jair have to play to be more valuable than Eric Stokes? This will be the final word from TVB.
2023 Jair is considerably more valuable. 2025 Jair? I don't know. Game?
Okay. All right. Any last word that you want to give? Because I just totally, and I don't care if ruin the segment because I'm obsessed with, I used to be obsessed with Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend or wife. Have you seen a picture? Do you know who she is yet? It's now at.
I do not, Homer. Months.
Okay. Secondary to. TVV, any last word you want to say about the Packers?
You're a bulldog, Homer. You get something, you hang on. You hang on.
Well, wait a minute. Should I be a bulldog? Is this a big deal or not?
Aaron Rodgers' wife?
No. That the president of the Packers says winning is a bigger priority than making sure the Packers remain in Green Bay.
It's worthy of a follow-up question from someone. I would definitely agree with you that for clarification purposes.
All right. That's the best I'm going to get from you. All right, TVV, thanks. Go to work. I know. Thanks for giving us the time to do it early.
All right, American Place Casino.
Yep. They won't be leading at 10 o'clock. Watch Channel 6. See if, based on this, they lead with the news at 9 or 10. Can you believe what the president said? I guess not. I don't. They don't believe that it's even legitimate, because if they did, they would lead with it. Packer president says winning is more important than making sure the Packers remain in Green Bay. From American Place Casino, a half hour from Franklin, or 38 minutes probably from one place in Franklin. Next. On location at American Place Casino. Yes, I said it. And I'll say it even more, just a half hour south of Franklin. American Place Casino, just a half hour south of Franklin. Yes, located in Lake County, Illinois. Great table games. I just played some craps before the show. I think I can say that. Great slot machines, sports book. And now, among all the promotions that they have, you go to AmericanPlace.com. Chance to win a brand new 2025 Mustang Dark Horse Premium. I don't have enough time to tell you about all the promotions. Comedy shows, go to AmericanPlace.com. And 10 years ago, the Badger basketball team made a run in March that was magical. Wisconsin basketball made them believe. Now, my title. So close to a national title. So close. Up 9 with 13 minutes to go. I think their last lead was about 4.5 minutes left. And Bo Ryan will be at the event, and you tell him Homer said if you'd have taken a technical early in the second half, as you should have, when it was clear the officials were not calling the game the same as they did in the first half, when, of course, you never changed your defense, you would have won the game. Again, the event is Thursday the 26th. Get your tickets to be part of the event. Orpheum Theater in Madison, Frank Kaminsky, Sam Decker, Josh Gash, and, of course, Bo Ryan. 26th at the Orpheum Theater should be sold out for everybody just to say thank you. That close, who knows if it'll ever happen again. A season that started with a belief they could win the national championship, and they almost did. Tickets on sale at UWHoops2015.com. UWHoops2015.com. I think is there a dash pebble between that after the 2-0 and before the 1-5? There must be.
Yeah, there is.
Why don't you look it up online, make sure. UW, and there's a dash between the U and the W, I think. U-W-Hoops20-15.com. All right, 1-800-990-3776. We don't normally take calls. We don't have time. But I want you to call to say whatever you want about my disappointment that the media, every media, has not led with the news with a comment by Packer President Ed Policy. Win football games, number one. Keep the Packers in Green Bay, number two. And to strengthen the community, number three. That is the quote of Ed Policy. I'm sure he has an explanation, but there's none. Because the Packers in Green Bay always has to be number one. But he said it was number two. And that's clearly no big a deal because nobody leads with this. This is not a sports thing. This is a news thing. President of the Green Bay Packers winning games, number one, keeping the Packers in Green Bay, number two. And maybe because there's no real fear of the Packers leaving. Fine. That still doesn't make it number two. Today and every day in the history of the Green Bay Packers, keeping the Packers in Green Bay has been more important than winning games until the announcement by Ed Policy. 1-800-990-3776. So, feel free to call and say whatever you want, because saying whatever you want means that there's attention giving to the story, and no other story is important as this. Pebble, where are we at on the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question? You were going to work on that.
Yep, I just posted it right now, Homer, at the Homer Hour. I'm also going to retweet it from our ESPN Milwaukee Twitter account as well. We put up Ed Policy's three top priorities as becoming the new Packers president and CEO. Number one, win football games. Number two, keep the Packers in Green Bay. Number three, strengthen the community. Those are his priorities. Do you agree with them, yes or no? That's the poll question right now, our Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Take it right now at the Homer Hour on Twitter, at ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter as well.
1-800-990-3776, the talk and text line, so more people text. I will not continue until someone calls or texts regarding the comments by, I guess he's not president yet, he won't be in a month. Win football games, number one. Keep the Packers in Green Bay, number two. And to strengthen our community, number three. My explanation is it's not a story because nobody believes it. Nobody believes that he's that stupid to think that. There's no way anybody could believe. It's what he said. That is a quote. That is not, this is how I analyze the particular statement. 1-800-990-3776. I am at American Place Casino. And as we wait for calls or texts, then I can tell you all the different things they have going. All right, here are all the promotions at American Place Casino, which is together now, just a half hour south of Franklin. Mustang Dark Horse Premium Giveaway. Play 500 on us. On a Roll. Sip and Spin, a coffee and run event. North Shore Steak and Seafood with Wind Down Wednesdays. Juneteenth special. That, of course, will be tomorrow. And Careers, American Place Casino is hiring table games dealers. Career Expo for table games and food beverage, Tuesday, July 8th from 10 until 3. 1-800-990-3776. Hunter in Richmond, say whatever you want. I will not interrupt.
I think the Green Bay Packers are the Green Bay Packers. Like, there's no worry about the Packers moving locations. Every NFL team's first priority should be winning a Super Bowl. It doesn't matter where from. Packers have always been from Green Bay. I don't think your priority needs to be in the Packers playing in Green Bay at all.
Because,
I mean, you know, where are they going to go? Like,
I said I wasn't going to interrupt, so I'm not. All right. Thanks for the call. 1-800-990-3776. Hunter has spoken. 1-800-990-3776. Mark in Milwaukee, the mic and the stage is yours.
Homer, hello. You can interrupt all you want. But here's the deal. They are not owned by an individual. They're a not-for-profit organization. The question is, who owns them and who can make that decision? I don't think anybody that's currently, you can call yourself the president of the Green Bay Packers all you want. I don't think you have that kind of authority. They ain't going anywhere. That's all I got to say.
All right, thanks for the call. 1-800-990-3776. That's what I ask. Say whatever you want. Ed Policy, quote, win football games number one, keep the Packers in Green Bay number two, and to strengthen our community number three. Do we have any numbers yet on our Discount Liquor Twitter poll question, Pebble?
Let me refresh it here as I bring it up here at the Homer Hour on Twitter, at ESPN
Milwaukee.
And
you better read it
Twitter.
Again. So that everybody makes sure, because they need to vote as well. They just have to go to Twitter and the Homer Hour or ESPN Milwaukee, and they can vote.
Yeah, the Homer Hour are at ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter as I bring it up here. Refresh the latest votes. So today's question, win football games number one. Number two, keep the Packers in Green Bay. Number three, strengthen the community. Those are the new priorities for President Ed Policy coming up in Green Bay. Do you agree with them? Yes, 79% of the vote. No, 21% of the vote.
Tell me that again.
79% say yes, they agree with his policies, Ed policies. And number 21% disagree. They say no.
Okay, Pebble, what am I missing?
You're missing that the fans want to win football games and they think the Packers are going to stay in Green Bay no matter what.
So they don't care that that's a priority of the president.
They don't care that that's the number two priority, yeah, according to his list.
Oh, all right. Because they're going to stay regardless of whatever his number is for it.
Correct.
No, I don't know. I'm going to have to think on that during the break. I guess I now understand how they could vote that way. Next, from American Place Casino.
Up two, you know what to do.
From American Place Casino. I don't know if I've said this often enough. Just a half hour south of Franklin. A half hour south of Franklin, American Place Casino in Lake County, Illinois. All right, 38 minutes from maybe one spot of Franklin. In addition to that, all the promotions, you go to AmericanPlace.com. I don't have enough time to tell you all of them, but you can win a brand new 2025 Mustang Dark Horse Premium. And again, you just go to AmericanPlace.com to find out about all the promotions and the entertainment, all the comedy shows coming up. Ed Policy, quote, win football games number one, keep the Packers in Green Bay number two, and to strengthen our community, number three. It's been number one every day and should be. Keep the Packers in Green Bay. However, not according to Ed Policy and not according to our Discount Leader Twitter poll question. Am I right, Pebbles? 79% say yes. Winning should be more important than keeping the Packers in Green Bay. Are they smoking crack with their grandma? What?
It's now down to 76%, but still
a
high amount.
Oh, that's changed everything. All right, who do we have next? Mark in Oconomowoc?
Yes, we do.
Yes. I've said I will not interrupt, which often I say, but I don't. Take it away, Mark. You own the dance floor.
Well, all right. I'm so pleased. Can you hear me all right?
We can hear you. Millions listening.
Oh, great. The idea of dangling, moving to somewhere, it's ownership. Green Bay owns that, but most of all, it's been that way. I mean, it's the proudest achievement in the NFL. And how can somebody just, like, start messing around with that? It's got me really steamed.
All right. Thanks for the call. They're waiting in line now, 1-800-990-3776. I did not interrupt. Rocky in Kenosha, your follow-up to the comments, quotes, of new Packer president Ed Policy.
You know, Homer, I got to kind of agree with you. I'm a little bit perplexed with the statement, but I kind of understand that if you look at the history of the Packers, when did Harlan go to the state of Wisconsin for the loan when even Harlan said the Packers organization was on the verge of financial trouble after they won the Super Bowl. Now, he goes out and says, winning. Winning what? Is this a new philosophy? Because in my mind, winning the Super Bowl, although everybody wants to win the Super Bowl, has not been the number one goal of the Green Bay Packers. Obviously, we didn't take Randy Moss, right, for Brett Favre. We passed on Kay Higgins for Aaron Rodgers and took the longevity of Jordan Love. So I'm going to kind of go out on the limb here and think that maybe we hired him for a little bit of change of philosophy, that the new philosophy, now that the organization has done such a great job of becoming financially stable, that we are almost like a rich owner now, and our number one goal with Jordan Love is to win a Super Bowl. Didn't Goot say that? He said urgency. Urgency now means
all right,
the Packer organization every year is going to do what it takes to win a Super Bowl.
Rocky, thanks for the call. Nevada in Milwaukee. You're on 94.5 ESPN. Millions are listening.
Little Eddie. I'll tell you what, homie. We're going to call this boy Little Eddie. Yeah. Oh, hello. Hello.
Yes. Yes.
In Milwaukee. You're on 94.5.
Uh-oh. We got to hang up because Nevada's got my I'm hearing myself twice. Pebble, did I have that correct? I actually didn't interrupt. I just hung up.
No, you just hung up, yeah, because he didn't have his radio down.
Right.
Radio 101, Homer. Got to keep your radio down.
Yes. Again, American Place Casino. Happy to be here, located in Lake County, Illinois, but that's not what you need. Whenever I say American Place Casino, you could say, all right, Homer, say it one more time. Go ahead. Go ahead, American Place Casino. Say it one more time. Say it one more time. Just a half hour south of Franklin. And, again, go to AmericanPlace.com for all the different promotions they have. I don't have enough time. 1-800-990-3776. Talk and text line. Anything else, Pebble? We've hit them all?
Yep, we hit them all.
We hit them all. Well, then that might give me a chance to mention all the different promotions they have at American Place Casino. You can sneak in, but as Pebble said, turn your radio off. 1-800-990-3776. Your comment on Ed Policy saying, win football games number one, keep the Packers in Green Bay number two, and to strengthen our community, number three. I understand. If you think it's obvious the Packers are going to stay in Green Bay, that then you don't even need to mention it. But if you mention it, it always has to be number one. I suspect, though it's hard for me to understand how someone who went to Notre Dame and has a law degree from Stanford, well, I don't want to lead with it because then they'll think it's a big issue, but I have to mention it. No, you don't. No, you don't. I'll be Ed Policy. And I went to Indiana University at South Bend. I didn't go to law school, but my younger brother married the daughter of the dean at the Notre Dame Law School for 50 years. Anyway, look, I'm the new president. Nothing's changed. Our job is to win football games and win a Super Bowl. Every year. No, we don't rebuild. Every year. But we will be discussing in the future the change in the NFL that is making the financial issues different. Do I have any fear of keeping the Packers in Green Bay? No. But I need to inform you about what's changing in the NFL and how we have to address it. Why not that? Winning football games, number one. Keep the Packers in Green Bay, number two. Never. And Ed Policy will say that sometime in the week. Later than I would have thought, because nobody other than me thinks it's as big an issue as it is. From American Place Casino, next.